So a couple things, you know, I don't have all the detail on this, Andrew, so I have to be careful where we are. We don't have great communications. We haven't heard anything from the U.S. government, but we don't have any confirmation that anything new at all has happened with regard to NVIDIA and the chips, right? I mean, if you read that Reuters story very carefully that crossed this morning, it's getting a lot of attention, and rightfully so. But the story does not say that anything new has happened here at this summit. What the story appears, to my read, to be referring to is approvals that the U.S. government made for sales of these chips back in December and January, right? So months ago, these approvals were made. And the Reuters reporters have uncovered new details about what exactly those approvals were. And it appears to me, again, to my read only, it appears that what they're talking about is that those approvals have not made a difference for NVIDIA because the Chinese have not made the purchases that have been approved. Why did the Chinese not make those purchases? Well, because they're concerned of a couple things. One is they're concerned about Huawei, their domestic competitor. They want to beef up that company, so they want to steer business to them. They're also concerned about potential U.S. intelligence manipulation of the chips that are sold to the Chinese side for surveillance purposes. So the whole context of that Reuters story is that these approvals happened months ago. They still haven't resulted in sales. Jensen Huang is at this state dinner in order to try to break that logjam and to try to sell some of those NVIDIA chips.